Good morning, it's the River End Mardle here. Just myself, Dan, here this morning. Just a quick shout out about some things we haven't really spoken about. Firstly, the Folger 2 million that's been put into Lambert's playing budget. Apparently, we had it during the last transfer window, according to the evening news. They've said it's ring fenced just for playing budget as well. The question is, has some of it already been spent? You know, we've got in Tierney, Barnett, Lansbury. Was some of that money used in that respect? It tells us why we could afford to bid nearly £1 million for Bennett as well. It's a shame we failed with that. But the question is now, obviously, with the money there and the loan window opening again next week, do we need to bring in a striker with it to help Holtby out? Now, it's got to be a Premier League striker. We've got to bring someone that's going to bring quality to the team. I can't really think of who. If you can think of who, obviously, let us know. I mean, Martin and Jackson have got a distinct lack of form at the moment. They're not pulling their weight. I mean, Holtby's got his goal. Hopefully that's going to bring him on a little bit. But we need someone else that's going to get some goals with him that's really going to cement our place and keep us pushing. The other question is, you know, do we save the money if he hasn't spent any of that £2 million? Do we see where we get this year? Do we get the playoffs if we fall at the last hurdle? Then we've got another £2 million to invest next year in the squad to bring it on. Maybe, you know, like Worthington did, we got to the playoffs in a couple of seasons. We went up as champions as he strengthened the squad bits and bits more. It's a difficult one in that respect. Do we go for it now? We've obviously got a bit of money, or do we not? You know, it's a gamble in any sense. It's a gamble with the club's future. It's a gamble with that bit of money we do have. Are we likely to have £2 million again? We don't want to make the same mistakes Rhoda made with, you know, the big money loan signings from the Premiership they did that didn't perform. But I don't think Lambert would do that anyway, because he's got some tactical nous about him. Now, talking about last night, obviously we lost to Dearham 2-1, unfortunately. It was a poor performance overall. I do want to talk about Anthony McNamee, though. He didn't have a particularly great game of first half, but the second half, we actually, as Sermon went off, he was playing on the left wing. Now, he got a goal cutting inside and using his right foot, which was a bit of a novelty. But he definitely looked, even though it was against a low level of opposition, better playing in his natural position on the left. Now, maybe it is time for Lambert to give him one last chance to prove what he can do in that natural position. He needs to be more bothered about the game, though. You can see it in him. You can see he's down in his motivation and his morale. I think he needs to, you know, take it back, be played in his natural position, be played where he's happy, see if he can do something. Lambert needs to start using him again, start trying to give him a bit of confidence. Sermon coming back yesterday as well. He looked fit. He didn't get into the game much, but hopefully we'll see him feature on Saturday. And it's going to be good to have him back, because he is the one real Premiership quality player that we do have in the team. Now, if you want to comment on anything or send us any messages or any of your views on what we've had to say in either the actual Mardle or the little boo that we've done this morning, please contact us on the Pinken. There's stuff on the Pinken message boards going on at the moment. Or you can add us on Facebook or Twitter. If you just search for the River End Mardle, it'd be great to hear from you. But that's all for now. And we will see you again with the Mardle on Saturday.